Yo, what's happening, world? This is O with TBT Media, and I know I switched up on you. You were expecting K-Boogie, weren't you? Well, real quick, I want to give a shout-out to all the people that showed up at the Bass and Grind event, as well as Soiree, the fourth installment. And if you weren't there, you missed out, motherfuckers, because that shit was lit. I want to give a quick shout-out to Boss Co-op, 87.7 FM, DJ Candy Rain, Lavanya 1 Gig, and Lazy Pigs. And also all the folks I was able to interview, talking about Magic, Don Julio, Tats Malone, Stasia Star, Pete Goods, Shaney Poo. Anybody that I forgot to mention, don't worry, I got y'all next episode. And before we jump right into it, I want to give a shout out to all the listeners. Thank you for supporting us. Continue driving your traffic or driving the traffic over to tbtmedia.com. And we're about to go in, sixth episode. Let's get it. All right, so we're going to jump into this episode 6. Thanks for sticking with us, man. Listen and support TBT Podcast, TBT Media. We're making moves all around the city, trying to, you know what I'm saying, bring people together in all facets of life, all talents, all creeds, all ethnicities, you know what I'm saying? Do your thing, man. Much bless to you and much bless to us, I hope. I also want to give a shout out to the big homie. Anytime someone pass, they're a big homie. So, you know, this is the big homie HC3. And it's the big homie John Golden. There's a lot of other big homies, but shout out to our listeners, and a lot of them know us from school in the towns we grew up in. Shout out to John Golden, man. Definitely gonna be missed. The homeboy, he just passed recently. Don't matter how he passed, he's gone. That's what the focus is on, and the pain people feel around that. It isn't about how he left. We'll get into how he left maybe another day, because that might be a bigger problem in society. But as of now, we just want to remember him. We're always going to remember him, and we want to think about his family and how they're feeling, you know. So and you could definitely jump on that, man. You knew the boy better than me.
Yeah, man, that was like one of my brothers. And losing him was very tough, and it's still tough on me, and I'm still trying to reconcile everything that's happened in the last week. You know, I'll see you in the next life, man. I know that you're in a better place, and whatever you're going through is at bay. And so, you know, I respect the wishes of the family, and I hope we all do, in terms of, you know, not really digging too deep into the things that went down. But, shit, we'll see you.
Blessings to the Golden family, man. I really, want to send my condolences to all you guys. You know, good people, and my prayers are with you, my thoughts are with you.
We love y'all niggas, man, and I called y'all niggas purposely. So jumping into our topic today is, I don't know if y'all peep, but we usually switch topics, and you can tell a personality by its topic, and we all have different personalities while being similar at the same time. You know, there's beauty in differences and similarities. And so today we're going to talk about culture appropriation, and it's my topic. This is good math speaking to y'all, by the way. 1 + 1 = 2. We made that up to be comfortable with life, by the way. So when it comes to cultural appropriation, I would like to know what you guys define your culture in America. You know, and anyone can jump in, but how do you see your, what do you recognize as your culture as being an American? What is your culture?
My culture in America is a blend of my ancestral culture as a Haitian and Cuban descendant. So I'm
first generation. So historical culture.
Yeah, historical culture. I'm first generation here. My mother was born. My mother and father were born in Haiti. My grandfather born in Cuba. So there's still a sense of connection with my historical or my ancestral history there, and it's a blend of American. When I, you know, I'm here now, so there's a blend of the history or the culture that I adopted here, but what my upbringing was, my inside my four walls of the home that I was brought up in, is you know, the Haitian Cuban culture that I was.
And what is that culture? If you could surmise that culture, which is like, I don't mean to be rude, because to surmise a culture in a sentence is difficult. But if you could surmise that culture in a sentence, how would you describe it?
Wrap it up. If I were to wrap it up, it would be just a culture that is very pride.
Definitely proud.
Okay.
No, so, you're getting away from the one sentence.
I'm not. So I want to put an asterisk.
Go ahead.
We think of pride, we think of something that is like
arrogant.
Okay. Perfect. But with this pride, it's more of a, you know, Haitians were the first black
the first Caribbeans to free themselves from the French.
Black Republic to free themselves.
You Dominican niggas recognize that and stop fucking playing around, all right?
Hispaniola, y'all are one people,
wrong
man.
With y'all,
so
man. Stop acting.
With that whole war, there's a whole controversy and war.
I'm talking about the shit they're doing now.
Well, you know, that's what I'm saying. There's a whole war and controversy right now. But as far as that, you know, the food, the upbringing, the in terms of
speaking Haitian Creole,
the language,
having your own
language is
that's like having your own secret code. Have you ever?
Absolutely.
I try to make my own secret code, and no bullshit, it looked like, I don't know if you guys ever played Pokemon, it looked like the little, they had like the unknowns, and they were like all letters.
My code looked like that
before Pokemon came. Like, because I guess there's a...
It's like reading an American Pokemon card in a Japanese
book. Right, it's like, you have to invent your own, so like, I
you know,
actually...
Like Wingdings for some shit?
Yeah, like you just
the A looks like this with a circle and an I in it with a tail, and like, it's just like... But that what that taught me was is something universal between us. It's a universal culture, and we can try to dive into that later if we have time. So, Kate Boogie, I mean, what do you identify your culture being as an American citizen, as a black American citizen?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm definitely an American citizen, black, African-American. You know, I identify my people as, you know, my culture, black culture, is evident throughout society, throughout American pop culture. Now it's becoming popular or cool to... enact what it is to be black, to embody it.
I hear where you're going, but we're gonna jump into that. But I want to know what you, besides not necessarily what's cool and what we do, what do you see as African American culture? Because you identify yourself as being African American.
What I see, correct? Definitely 100%.
So what do you see as being that culture?
Well, I mean, I see a lot. I see strong sense of community. And from a strong sense of family also, you know, the thing about black culture is that there's a lot of different variations of it because different parts of America, you know, derive different parts of
that's poignant
of
that,
culture.
That's
so
very true.
Because black culture is a young culture.
So oh my God, there's two things to feed off what you just said. Black culture is a young culture, meaning this is something that's just really being developed. It's young in terms of culture.
It's still developing.
Absolutely. And there's so many variations of it because black people are just detached from them.
It's
right. Right. You're on point. On point. So keep going. You're on point.
No, I mean,
I want to get credit where credit's due.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get across. It's just the idea that, you know, across America, there's different facets of black culture, and what I see is, you know, across the board, you know, we're a very, what I want to say, we're a very resourceful people. Mm-hmm. We take what's given to us, which a lot of time is crumbs, a lot of time is not much left for us, and we've taken that and we've created plenty of things out of it. We created hip hop at a time when they took away in Harlem, I mean, New York, I'll say. They took away a lot of the music programs of all the public schooling systems because they were cutting back funding on New York public schooling systems. So what for parties and things of that nature, school events, when they wanted to do music events, because they didn't have a music, they didn't have a band to play, they didn't have anything else, they were taking old records and playing records. And then people started breaking the records and scratching the records. And then they got somebody up on a microphone and say, hey, yo, it's my the DJ scratching, you know, just to pump the DJ, and then all of a sudden, dudes start rapping, and then a lot of things come out of black culture. It's just the idea of being resourceful. I feel like in taking,
I mean,
nothing
being,
and creating
being,
something.
Being resourceful. If you look at historically, some of what people may identify as being Southern, because I personally think good math. I do think a lot. That there are, so there's this Caribbean black people, this African black people, this down south black people, right? That's how I break it down. And that's really, really simplified. And if you had a conversation with me and I had an hour to do it, I could break it down more. But just for the purposes of this podcast, that's how I'm going to break it down to get to my point. when you think about things like chitlins and collard greens, we had to take the what was given to us and make something out of it.
Intestines.
And we do that very well. I had someone, I actually think it was Duke. I think it was Urban Enlightenment. I think it was that name. I think it was Knowledge. I think he said it. I think he said that black people, and I don't know whether or not he got it from someone else. I'm talking about Dado. I don't know if he got this from someone else, but he said that black people were given this burden because we're the only people that can deal with it.
Like, if you really look at it, bro, it came a time when we were slaves and we were only given the food to eat that the slaves,
the throwaway
masters didn't want to eat.
And we created masterpieces out of it.
They only ate the meaty parts of the chicken, the breast, and the thighs, and we were given the wings and the
We're still everything. Eating that now.
Right? And now, what's the most expensive part of the chicken? If you go to the grocery store today, what's the most expensive part of the chicken?
The breast?
The wings, my nigga. Oh. Chicken wings are way more expensive than any other part of chicken, bro. You can't buy breast, you can buy thighs. So much meat there, but it's not as valuable. People love chicken wings because we took it and made it something. That's just my example.
So with that being said, because we're kind of jumping ahead of ourselves, but we're talking about culture. So our culture was our culture being black and Latino culture, making wings tasteful, making chitlins tasteful, dancing. I'm not trying to clown. I mean, we do a lot of talented shit. We're talented. Y'all know we're talented. Go watch the NBA. We're talented. So when it comes to your definition of cultural appropriation, what would you define as cultural appropriation, O?
For my definition, or what I believe it is, I didn't go into Webster like I usually do.
This is good. I'm glad. I want to know what you think.
Well, actually.
It's a no. No.
75%.
Get out of here. All right. We're done clowning. All right. So the my definition is one culture taking an aspect or something from a different culture and exploiting it, as well as not giving it credit, not paying homage.
Exploitation as like synonymous. So when you say exploitation, you don't even have to people get it.
That's my definition.
So I hear O's definition. I feel like the term appropriation and cultural appropriation doesn't necessarily have to have a negative overtone. Because the idea of cultures, taking things from different cultures is not something that's new, and it's not something that is usually brought with any type of controversy. I think more recently, and it's become kind of dramatized, and it's more common topic now.
Can you define it?
Because right now what's happening is, the definition is, as I just said, when a culture, find something in another culture that's not theirs, and an element from another culture, and they take it on for their own. Whether it is, a type of food or a type of dance or type of music, whatever it may be, right? That happens across cultures, throughout history. I don't think it's necessarily a negative term. But it becomes negative when it's a majority culture.
At this point in our conversation, it isn't about negative or positive. I just wanted to know your definition.
Yeah, I was retorting what he said because he used the word exploitation.
But that was a part of his definition. And you guys will have time to speak with one another. But because you're diving into the next subject, so it's actually a good segue.
He just doesn't like that you jumping into his...
Yeah, that I'm saying.
Because it's a good transition. Because the question really is sharing a food, dance, music style a part of it?
Definitely. It's definitely a part. I think
is that a part of cultural appropriation or a culture networking?
I think it's a cultural appreciation. Shit. Okay. When you're sharing it, man, like I feel like it's like saying, hey, let me
even when Justin Bieber has dreads?
Man, shit, hey. Justin Bieber gave dreads a shot.
What's wrong with that, right?
Yeah, like that takes patience, to be honest. I honestly don't
get offended when white people have dreads. A lot of people do, though.
I don't get offended, but I just feel embarrassed. This shit be looking dirty.
Listen, stop. Let me tell you something from a perspective of someone who grew dreads. Mm-hmm. Speaking from that perspective.
I had dreads.
Did you?
Nah. All
right. So I think him getting dreads, like, it takes time.
Who's him?
Justin Bieber, that we just stated. It takes time to
It takes time to grow dreads. It takes a lot of patience to grow dreads. So if he wants to go and do that, that's all up to him.
It don't take time for someone's hair who grows faster and then he just twisted it up in some wrinkly shit and took a picture.
First of all, I doubt he sat and grew and had his got the beeswax and let it lock. He didn't do none of that.
Maybe his process was a Fetty Wap way.
You know what I'm saying? He went and bought someone else's hair and twisted it in his shit. Like that's the most common way to get dressed nowadays. Dreads are popular.
I mean, listen, I'm talking about getting other people's hair and putting it in their own head.
I don't know about anything about that. How's appropriate in the culture? You bringing down a black man. You yelled at me about Obama. You bring down a black man.
Nah, fuck with Fetty. I mean, I'm just saying. It's a fact. It's what he did. He said it himself in the interview. He got some.
So I mean, what about clothing? So when you see Ichima underwater squat and they're wearing Bape, is that appropriating the culture? Because Bape is actually Japanese? Is like
Bape is Japanese.
Are we appropriating their culture or are they appropriating our culture?
Well, here's the thing.
I'm just talking about the clothing, not the song. I mean, you can talk.
So
about
right
the song.
Now we're talking about the clothing, right? Yeah. No, I'm talking about Bape. So.
I love Bape.
Yeah, the reason that Bape got so deep into hip hop is because they found a time when hip hop was popping fashion wise, and they were like, you know what? Let's pull in certain rappers and get behind them because their brand's gonna make our brand be huge. And now, whenever Bape does anything, even if it's not having anything to do with hip hop, everyone in hip hop is paying attention to it they jumped into hip hop at a time when it was hot and fresh.
And
Pharrell was also a huge.
I gotta speak on Bape because you know, Bape been around for a minute, and I got my first Bape 2007.
And you still copping to this day.
And I'm still copping to this day. And I got my shit was straight from Hong Kong. My shit was camouflaged, all different type of colors. I sold it like you pawn something when you need some. I sold that shit real quick. Mm-hmm. But that shit's always been like. There's always been a demographic that will consume Bape in high volume. Them niggas sell out. They do. They do. So yeah. the whole line waiting outside and everything being sold out. That's a new culture with everything. These young niggas they're figuring out how to make money and buying what they want, and that's creating a different consumer market at a faster pace. So I think that Future jumped in and made. Excuse me. Bape hotter, like he awakened the hip hop industry.
Yeah, him and Metro booming too, man. He Bape everything every time I seen him.
So, but is that black people appropriating another culture, or is that a part of our culture already? Fashion.
I think Bape was a part of hip hop culture already. I think that's been a part of hip hop culture since the 90s. Okay. That's like early 2000s. I'm sorry. When they got in with like Pharrell. So like, you know, I think that's been a part of hip hop culture. So I don't think that necessarily that example really applies.
All right. So what do we think about Iggy Azalea rapping?
I think she sucks. Next.
Oh no, she definitely. She definitely
like, you just got me scratching my head. I don't even know why.
She definitely sucks. But is she an appropriation of culture? Is she stealing a culture in order to make a buck?
I think she's yeah. Well, here's fuck. It's that's a fully loaded one.
Can we get the simplified version? Because we got a lot to go.
Fucking thing right here. Well, with Iggy, she went into the culture. I feel like she just didn't understand what she was getting herself into. I mean, to be honest, I don't know too much about her, so I can't speak too deeply about this.
Oh, she's trash. She's not very good at rapping.
Yeah, so that's,
she looks when slightly attractive.
When I see her, and she looks like...
But kind of like fake.
She looks like one of the white chicks she was dope. From the
when
movie.
When she was fucking ASAP Rocky, she was dope.
She was not dope, bro. She looks like one of the white chicks. You might as well...
Oh, yo!
I just seen that.
Yo, he's so right.
Snoop Dogg said that already, bro.
She looks like that.
I mean, I don't
that's terrible, Iggy Azalea. God, what like, the fuck?
Yo, Iggy,
you wonder why.
Wait. So, but let's speak about the fact that it's T.I. that put her on.
And
then he left. He was like, "Yo, dude, can I get my check, please?"
He got his money. He put it on.
He disrespected Q-Tip, and then he was like, "I can't endorse you no more."
I mean, he's a smart man. I didn't even know nothing about that, but T.I. is a smart man. It sounds like, because our culture, our demographic, our ethnicities, our race, the people who are part of this culture, because they're all white people who are part of. Being oppressed and wanting to fight back, because that's what I think our culture is.
Yeah.
I think I define culture as if I want to simplify it into one plus one, there or one minus one. There are
feel more comfortable.
Huh?
No.
There are the oppressed and there are the oppressors.
But
here's this, man. So I think first of all, when it comes to that Iggy Azalea thing, T.I. found a way that he saw a white girl who had a little internet buzz, and she looked.
He was pimping.
And he was doing his pimping thing. He from Atlanta. He know how that go. and when the cost wasn't worth the expense, when the cost wasn't worth the the income, it was just like, all right, let me cut my ties. All right,
but because then there's people like Akon who signed what's her name? Lady Gaga. I love Lady Gaga. Gaga. Yeah. Lady Gaga's not, and she
Akon find a lot of niggas. Akon be putting a lot of niggas.
Was Akon appropriating her culture by signing her? Or is Lady Gaga appropriate? I don't think she appropriates any culture. I think she's herself. No, I think she's an individual.
She's beyond culture. She's creating. She's
exactly.
She's pushing the culture forward.
Let's think
about that. Different. That's a little bit different.
She's pushing her own agenda forward. Man, how do y'all feel about white rappers? I don't even consider.
Are you coming on some Lord Jamar type shit? Where it's like
who?
So, Lord Jamar. He's all right.
Next.
Here we go.
basically
saying like, oh, hip hop is our house. It's black folks' house. If you're gonna come and do it, you gotta do it by our rules, or else you're disrespecting our culture.
No, I'm not posing the question like that, because I feel like black people are harmonious by nature, which is crazy because they paint us in this picture where we're super violent, but we actually embrace everything. I don't get it. I don't get why you cross the street like, and we spoke about this before, like people will look at us a certain way across the street. They don't want to deal with us when actually sometimes we're submissive. Why is it we don't have armed people at church when we know church has been a battleground for how long? Why do we just fold all the time?
Let me go back to your white rapper question. I think if we look at
what was the question? Because I actually forget the question. I don't know how to pose it.
If we're looking at a perfect example of cultural appropriation, and we're talking about whites stealing or using black image to push their agenda, it's Miley Cyrus. Miley Cyrus is the definition when she's over here.
Is she?
Of course.
When
she's performing and she has black and minority dancers behind her wearing these big booty pants, and she's doing her thing with her cornrows and she's trying to act and
where did that happen?
This happened at I forgot what music award it was. When she's doing all this stuff.
No, I think I know what you saw. Yeah,
like
yeah.
She's appropriating like the MTV culture, and she's fucking the shit up. And that's a problem. Like when you're talking about someone like Eminem, who's like,
I already said M's left out of it.
No, but I'm showing the difference of like a white person.
The range.
White person in the culture, where he grew up in
he was broke. Miley Cyrus was rich.
Right. Well, and the thing was, M always pays back to where he got his shit or where who gave him the connection. You always hear
Dream. He signed 45.9. He don't sell no records.
But, right. one of the things I've seen about him, and I don't know whether or not it was true or not, but you guys know, listeners know, I fuck with the TBT podcast account on Twitter sometimes. You'll see Good Math dash tag. I call it dash tag. On there. And one of the things I seen when Afina Shakur died, RIP to her too, man. Like I that hit me. Old text our group chat, and I was like I didn't want to believe it. It was like when niggas told me Herm died. I was like, nah. I remember Sturro called me and told me like Herm died. I hung up on him. I was like, nah.
I knew where I was sitting when I heard that news.
You know what I'm saying? So like Afina Shakur, like I don't have to wake up early in the morning. If you niggas listening, I don't get up and go work like y'all niggas do. No offense to you two niggas, but I get up and go to work when I want to.
He loves to do that.
No offense to you.
Little jabs. Every episode you're gonna hear a jab from this dude.
Point being, I seen that Eminem had wrote Afina Shakur something, drew something about Tupac. I seen that on Twitter. I don't know how real it was. But that seems to speak to his personality, if it is real. And I can believe that, hearing his passion and when he speaks. Like, that nigga was broke. So when you guys hear Good Math or any of us, especially me, get mad at a certain culture, a dominant culture, and then remind you that I'm not racist, I'm just mad at the dominant society, this is a perfect example. Because Eminem is a perfect example of someone who's broke just like me. Or was broke. He's rich now. I ain't mad at him. But like, was broke. Broker than I probably ever was. I live in an apartment. You know what I'm saying? I never live in a car. In a box. With that being said, we'll keep pushing it forward. So, I mean, culture is a vast topic. So, we spoke about white artists in the industry. So, do we think that, so what about like a Darius Rucker? Is he appropriating culture? That's a random flyby topic. I didn't even send you guys that one. That's just like,
I'm not shocked. I need some background on
Darius Rucker. Is a country. I think he was with Hootie and the Blowfish or some band.
The black nigga that's the Hootie. Okay, yeah. So Hootie.
He sounds like a coon. Hootie.
Hootie from the Blowfish. Yeah. Is that appropriating white culture because he's a country singer?
Right. Because I spoke with Baka. I spoke with Baka. Shout out to Baka, and he said that. He, in his opinion, black people can't appropriate a culture that was set by a dominant society. But I don't know if country music is set by a dominant society.
I think he's a brave ass man, bro, to even get on the stage in front of a bunch of fucking country niggas and be like, yo. You know what I mean?
He's a pioneer.
He's a trailblazer, man.
Be a trailblazer. So, just to connect to your point, good math. Be a trailblazer in whatever you're doing. You could jump into a new culture and try to take a piece of your pie, you know, because this is the land of the free. That's what you're supposed to be able to do, go into a market and take a piece of your pie. But also pay homage or do your own way, right? So Darius Rucker, he has his own lane, right? Whereas some people try to step on other people's lanes. Mm-hmm. And not give them any credit. That's the problem. That's where the line is split.
That's where appropriate. That's when
that's
stealing.
When the, that's and when the Iggy Azalea yeah. argument comes in, because right. people were saying that she wasn't.
I mean,
paying homage to correct way.
But she was also being guided and schooled and wrote for through black people. Blacks were appropriating their own culture in that sense.
Well,
they were.
That's an industry thing, though. So are we talking about
it? But that doesn't excuse it.
That goes back to one of our last episodes when we talked about the hip hop industry and how as an industry it does exploit our culture. It does. That's the music industry.
And niggas fuck with you, T. I mean, I haven't fucked with some of your shit you put on a long time, but like you got me through college at a certain point in time. Like you made me like stand up for my. I like you. He's like little niggas get it in. I like that. I like that. So like I said, I've been watching a lot of Viceland because. Niggas went and switched the cable package on me. Well, we got faster internet at HBO, but we don't have TBS anymore. And I'm like, what the fuck? I already had HBO, and the internet works just fine. So I've been watching. I found Viceland, though. So being privileged to be born broke teaches you to find a silver lining in anything. I found Viceland. Mind you, Viceland's been on the network. It's been on one of our available channels the whole time. It took them to take away. It's months new.
Yeah.
It took my package being changed for me to realize I had a channel. Mm. Hasn't been changed since. I watch the same shows over and over again and learn something new every time. Hasn't been changed since. So with that, Eddie Hong Wong, I don't mean to mispronounce your name. I don't take it offensively. I'm not being racist towards Asians. I'm legit just a little faded right now. Eddie Hong. That might not be it. But anyways, he had a new episode just came out the other day, and it was talking about border towns, right? And the cross culture between Midwestern, almost white society and Mexican society. And so when you mix the two cultures, the music and the food, is it that who benefits? Is there something wrong with that? Because I think that's a great example of how cultures actually mash well together.
Yeah. So like I said it previously when we first defined culture appropriation, I don't think it's a negative term. I think the only time it gets a negative term is when you're using someone else's culture from the perspective of a majority people, a dominant culture is using a subculture to gain profit and not let allow that to trickle down to benefit people who came from.
Also, the stereotype of the other culture, though, mm-hmm. as well. Like, if you're thinking about it, like when we do Cinco de Mayo, which is freaking only here in America, right? Like, people just throw on ponchos, drink as much as they can, and they're like, oh, you know, all Mexicans. But then, you know, some of the same people are right wing Republicans who are asking
it's Cinco de Mayo to celebrate when they put up the Mexicans defeated the French.
It has nothing to do with us. Right.
But we just want to drink. Like St. Patty's
but
Day.
But that's taking a negative thing. Because so now, like, do you now think that Mexicans, all they do is drink martinis?
The actual word appropriation has a negative connotation attached to it.
But answer that, though.
Does it?
Appropriation?
I don't think it does.
In my opinion, it's to acquire something and use it to my benefit as I choose to. That's in my opinion. That's how I personally would define it.
Yeah, I feel like I said, it does. I don't think that makes it negative because we're taking
something. If I acquire something and use it to my benefit without it say so or it's benefiting, it's not symbiosis. Yeah. It doesn't benefit both of us. Mm-hmm. I took whatever it was and I did what I wanted.
It's
with
like
it.
I went to your country and I like that spice you use on your food, so I'm gonna bring that spice back to my homeland and use it on my food.
But that's not appropriation. I don't think I own that. I show recognition. I pay homage to it, like O was saying. Like,
so
appropriation is I took it and now I own it. That has a lot.
Well, that's talking about business though. So like I said, I think it's different. We're talking about a historical context because we have
this is America. Everything is business. You've seen the movie. What's the movie with Brad Pitt? Killing Them Softly.
Yeah.
America's a business. Now fucking pay me.
It's not a country, it's a business. Definitely.
So when it comes to that, do you guys think that blacks and Latinos can steal white culture, Asian culture? Like what, like even in Asian culture when it comes to anime, like if you're an anime fan, are you stealing Asian culture? Are you stealing Hindi culture?
Well, being a fan of something is not stealing it. It's, you know what I mean? Like I don't think it's running around with being a fan or consuming something. I think the idea of taking culture is when you're creating something in not giving credit due to where it should be due.
It's like
that's like us creating a podcast and not saying who our influences are.
Shout out to Tax.
stuff like that. Like that's when you're stealing.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to be clear about the stealing thing.
Listen,
and I don't steal because you know Latino, that's some bitch shit.
Black and Latino stealing from white. So little story. I used to skateboard when I was 13, 14 years old. I did it for actually quite some time before I discovered football. The only people I was able to see to do this that looked like me were a few people in my neighborhood and Stevie Williams, who was, you know, a popular skateboarder at the time. He used to have, you know, skate at Love Park in Philly, and he used to have chocolate boards and these sneakers that you could put weed in, and I was all
about that. Was he the founder of DGK?
He's the founder of DGK as well. Uh-huh. And so when I saw that, I was like, oh man, that's dope. That's
shout out to Forts.
So I was like, oh, that's dope. And I was down that path. And so I started skateboarding, but I wasn't like, oh, like this style. Like I didn't come up to you know, a majority of black people and say, yo, this style was created by me or da, 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 blah, blah, blah. I didn't do that. So that's not me appropriating skateboarding because it was originated by some Californian surfers. I just did it because I liked it, and I wasn't over here trying to claim it.
Yeah,
I
just did. You're just being the kid who's influenced by something that you like.
Exactly.
And I think when you follow a passion, it's easy not to be consumed by who started the passion. Like, shout out to One Gig, man. They just threw a dope event May 14th. We was down there at the skate park. They were. I seen a 6-year-old white girl on a scooter?
Yeah, Razor.
Right, on a Razor next to a nigga that had mad tattoos, shirtless, and and like everything was love. So like that is a mix of culture. That is actually how our society, that melting pot that you guys describe when it comes to American society, that was defined at that skate park. And I think a lot of things outside, even a black person skating, because you're like, oh, black niggas is hood niggas, but Spanish niggas is hood niggas, they shoot each other, sell drugs, they don't skateboard. Nah, these niggas skateboard and they'll bust your ass. Go watch kids, nigga. They'll bust your ass, nigga. Come down to the park. We're going to be doing it again, by the way. That's a little plug.
Can I ask you this, though?
What's up?
So let's go to football for a second. FSU, right? They had to ask permission from the Seminole tribe to continue keeping their mascot as the Seminole. If they didn't, would that be cultural appropriation?
If they didn't, definitely. I think it was already cultural appropriation. And it's crazy because I love Florida State. And my cousin went to the University of Miami. And I always loved Florida State. I love wearing Native American shit. I think they are the Pharaohs of the East Coast. I love that shit. Like, that shit's so dope to me. They're kings. They're gods. It definitely would be. I'm just gonna. We killed you. Now if we wear you.
If they didn't, then they need a rescue.
You know what that is? That's like when fucking Robb Stark got killed, and then they took the wolf head and sold it on to like
Game of Thrones.
You know what I'm saying? Game of Thrones tonight, nigga. It's like killing someone and then wearing their shit on top of your head and bragging about it forever.
Right.
That's cultural appropriation in a nutshell. So that's I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, but there's high schools all around Boston, all around Mass, that their mascots are
all around the U.S.
All around the U.S.
Massachusetts, yeah, because the state Massachusetts, our name is from a tribe. Like
in Massachusetts,
let's be real about this. We have to be real with ourselves, even when it comes to our laws, when it comes to our history. This country is young compared to other countries, and our country was built off of destroying an indigenous race.
Mm-hmm.
And then building and then based off the backs of another indigenous race and making ourselves rich. Exactly. And then we're just like, oh, we're chilling. And I say we, but I'm a part of the people that were enslaved and oppressed. Like, it's not even we. They've convinced us to call it we when we're the ones that don't really benefit from it. Yeah, I can wear a nice fucking soccer jersey. I got some nice kicks. My dick work. But, like, that at the end of the day, like, I'm still oppressed. I'm still oppressed. You know what I mean? And so, like, let's really get into that because you bring up a good point. So when it comes to it, let's talk about stolen art, stolen knowledge, stolen history, destroying our history. Because we talk about historical culture and subcultures that we have now. Historical culture would come from where our roots, where our ancestry come from, our heritage. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, personally, I don't have a heritage because I don't know much about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know much about my family. I don't even know most of my family
members. That's what I was talking about when I said black culture is a young culture. So where constantly...
Black subculture in America is a subculture.
Exactly. And that's what I'm referring to. When I say black culture, I'm talking about African-American culture. Mm-hmm. Because that's the culture I'm a part of, and that's what I'm identifying as. So, like, you know, the idea is, as black people, you know, we were taken from our homeland.
That's not an idea. That's what happened.
Yeah, I'm getting to the idea. So,
that was my fault.
So we were taken from our homeland. We were brought here and stripped of our culture. I'm talking about the slave masters, the people who own this land that brought us here, right? Instilled certain things in us. If you look at our people, we're torn in certain aspects. We're torn, you know, when it comes to religion. We're torn when it comes to, you know, how to address our own people. Like, that's why we have issues like we had in our last episode when we were talking about certain people trying to address black people through other mediums instead of addressing black people directly.
It sounds like you're talking about the fact that we can't identify with something because it was stolen from us. Exactly. We don't know.
That's exactly what I'm getting to. So you know, I feel like we're a young culture and we're constantly re-identifying ourselves and rebuilding ourselves and reestablishing ourselves because things are constantly taken from us. So when we create something and it becomes pop culture, then we have to start back from ground zero because it's no longer ours. We can't make anything from that because now it's owned by everybody.
And now it's a norm. So they always mention our history, our culture, our art, our knowledge is stolen. Alexander the Great burned down museums, burned down libraries. Like, they destroyed the Sphinx. They took off the nose. Like,
I think it was stolen. I think now, let's talk about 2016. I don't think there's little that can be stolen now because we
have the platform to be able.
We don't have much, but that can be stolen, and it has been.
We have the platform.
Who's we? Identify we
as in we as in Black America. We as in individuals have the ability have the ability to create our own land. Have the ability to have our own followers. So now, especially with social media nowadays, you could get your own crowd. You could get your own
But you're fitting into a mold that's been qualified as a norm based on a higher society. This is norm. This is normal. This is how we function. This is how you know how many people like you. This is how you know if you're buzzing. This is how you know if you work. As opposed
that's part
to
of the business,
I know that when I go outside and the sun's shining, I'm a fucking Super Saiyan, my nigga. Nobody can tell me shit ever. I might let you tell me some shit, but if I raise my hand, if I'm not talking about guns and no shit, we can talk about that another day, but I'm just like hands, Like, you couldn't tell me nothing. You can't tell me that I'm not strong out here. But what you can't tell me I'm not beautiful, my nigga.
But what I'm saying is, I think that right now we're in a position that we could own our own individuality versus as back in the day when we were very...
well, we weren't there, but people were.
I say we, but again, when I say we, black. The oppression... There was a barrier where we couldn't advance in terms of getting out there. And so the ones that were already on the platform took things from our culture, took things from our identity.
You're kind of like telling a Tarantino story now, right? Because you're kind of like talking from the middle, and I'm trying to go back to the beginning where we were kings and queens and rich and gold and knew the knowledge and Timbuktu and like traveled. And all this stuff was appropriated and stolen from us because they wanted to hold us down. And then we come to this country and we were slaves and we fought for basic rights and we don't even have basic rights.
You want to talk about
and
culture,
now
bro?
We still hold on. I do want to talk about culture. And now that we don't have basic rights, well, now it's like now we make music and now we dance and now we shook and drive and struggle and dunk and fuck on porn. Shout out to Lex Steel at Lex Steel, man. You do your thing. I see you, man. So, go ahead.
Shout out, sorry, bro. So yeah, man. Like, if you're talking about culture, like, it's in Anglo-Saxon culture to take and to steal. Like, that's what they've been doing since the beginning of history.
Who's they?
Anglo-Saxon culture.
Thank that's you. I just want to hear it again.
I said that first.
Yeah, I want to hear it again.
So, if you look at history, the Europeans weren't the first people to travel the world. They were the first ones to kill niggas and leave a blood trail.
Because they weren't content with where they lived.
Think about it. the Moors of Africa went to Europe in the Dark Ages and taught motherfuckers how to read. And taught them, gave niggas books. And y'all niggas was killing each other. They full of disease. There's no natural resources in Europe. Y'all motherfuckers ain't have shit. So they was over there stuck.
They had timber.
They were dying.
No, I'm just saying. The only reason I bring that up is because they had the wood to build the ships in order to go do other shit.
That's true.
It was
a dying land. And when they started to industrialize, they realized how quickly their resources would be consumed.
Was this before science?
Before science?
Is this before science, right?
There is no science.
The Dark Ages, like medieval times.
Okay, yeah. Before science, like...
There were people... There were still science. Alchemists and like... Oh, you mean like before computers?
Before laboratory science.
Nah, I mean people... Science. You watch Game of Thrones, people have been conducting experiments for sure. Game of Thrones is historically
All I'm saying is this, man. So Africans went to Europe and spread love, spread healing, spread knowledge.
That's what I do too.
Europeans went to other nations.
Slayer. Go ahead, King Boogie. I'm sorry.
And they slaughtered. They killed. They. That's when imperialism started. You know what I'm saying? They decided, hey, we like what you have. I want it.
Oh, can I actually?
That mentality. That's what started all this shit. What started this conversation we're talking about.
That mentality you just mentioned, I'm gonna dap you up again because you're so on point. It's crazy how somebody can be dissatisfied with their being, their life, and go kill other people who showed you love and try to help and spread knowledge. Then you go kill them and take over what's going on. Now what's the culture? Now the cat falls the tail. Now the ladder is the beginning is the ladder. Now you created where black and Latinos now we just want to kill people. And like you make it seem like we just want to kill people. That's what y'all did.
Because the conquerors write the history books.
Yeah,
they tell the story. Yep. They're the ones who. No, I'm saying that's what.
Shout out to Texas Instruments.
So that's what it comes down to, man. That's cultural, bro. That's cultural. So when we were forced to come here, and then we decided to make music in our fucking shacks in the shed by strumming pots and banging on shit, and then we created fucking blues music and other shit of that nature, like, and then from blues came fucking rock, and then from rock came funk, and from funk it was jazz, and then it was funk, and then it was fucking, you know, hip hop, everything came, R&B, everything came down, and all that shit was taken from us. Are black people, hold on, are we reaping the spoils of that? Can you answer that question for me? Are we reaping the spoils? Is that equal? Are we on the same playing field? We're not, bro.
big homie O is gonna speak, but I just wanna talk about even our clothing right now. Kid Boogie got on the black flag for the United States t-shirt. O got on, big homie O got on, do what makes you happy. And I got
on Johnny Cupcake, shout out to Boston.
And I got on an American US soccer jersey. Like there's definitely some cross culture and there's definitely differences of opinion, and this is why these conversations are so dope. So I hope you still have what you had and going, my nigga.
No, yeah, we're good. I really want to know, we're talking about the history. Yes, there's a lot of shit stolen from us. Shit, we were stolen ourselves. So there's a lot of shit stolen from us as in blacks. Right now, do you feel that there's still things that are being stolen from our culture that we're still not benefiting
from? I think O always got a way of posing a question, but I like the way he does it because he's thinking. I think the true measure of intelligence is to be able to ask a question. So do you think that we're still... I'm sorry, say it again.
Do you think that we're still... things are still being stolen from us without
of course.
Without us benefiting from
every day.
Every listen,
are we not stealing?
Can I answer your question?
No. Okay, so I'm sorry. It was a rhetorical question.
Okay.
So, all right. Because if we're saying that, you know, things are being stolen from us, are we not adopting from other cultures as well?
Adopting what? Go to school, get a 9-to-5?
No, that's not it.
American culture, right?
American culture. And even black culture. Are we not adopting from other things that we see?
Such as what?
For instance, let's say skateboarding is starting to... And we could touch about that again. Skateboarding is becoming part of hip-hop culture with Wayne and and all these other artists starting to jump on boards.
Kid Push, all that shit.
All that, you know, Lupe Fiasco, Kid Push.
I think Kid Push was a dedication, a resonation. It was definitely a statement, a declaration of there are people who look like this that have tans that are darker that actually participate in this, and that's how they get through their day. And I think it's harder to go through the hood with a skateboard than anything else, but niggas are doing it. And I think that's a part of a people who are oppressed. The oppressed people always dominate what they do because we have to try so much harder even to get there. That's what I think.
Okay.
So when it comes to skateboarding, I mean, I think skateboarding's a part of American culture because the first... And the only reason I say that is because the first skateboards sold were sold in America. So, like, all right, if we're going to look at it like that. The idea of American culture is that this is supposed to be a quote-unquote melting pot. So here's the thing. Skateboarding, if that's American culture, then... Where does skateboarding come from? Where does that skateboarding come from? That comes from surfing. Surfing is not American. Surfing is not white. Surfing is Asian, is Polynesian culture that was taking Europeans.
Is this justifying that skateboarding isn't white culture?
To be honest with you guys, we've already spoke about skateboarding, and we were talking about the appropriation of and the destruction of art and culture and knowledge, and now we're going back to skateboarding.
So to answer your question, do I feel like things are being stolen every day, bro? If you look at any movie that comes out with anything in regards to Africa and how they're all white actors, like is that fair?
What's that shit? Oh, that came out.
Are we reaping the same?
The gods of Egypt and they're all white.
But we got a British nigga in there, bro.
But at the same time, that shit didn't sell.
It don't matter, bro. But I'm talking about cultural appropriation.
They can't
do whatever they want. They can steal whatever they want to steal. That's what I'm saying.
That's the thing.
Whoa! I'm gonna stop you right there. I'm gonna stop you. We can't steal whatever we want because we don't have the production companies to put out a movie that might not even make enough money, but we still put it out there because it's still a part of the history. You have fucking King's Herms, the Sir, whatever the fuck his name is, being like a god in the movie. Then you have Gerard Butler and the other nigga that played Half-Face, Two-Face in Batman. Like, these are the gods of Egypt? Niggas from Egypt look like John. They're Sudanese, my nigga.
I didn't see the movie.
They look like big, tall, black aliens.
First of all, I don't even know why you even seen the movie. We knew the movie was gonna be garbage.
I didn't see the movie.
Like, I didn't see
it. I would never.
I heard about it.
My nigga, what about the Moses movie with fucking Batman in it?
Well, there's been like four Moses movies and they've all been white niggas.
I'm talking about this one. Thanks.
Yeah. No, I don't know which one you're talking about. That's what I'm saying.
The most recent one with the nigga from Batman. What's his name?
Christian Bale?
Yeah. That nigga's white.
I didn't see that.
Exodus.
Oh. Oh, I did see that trailer.
Well, listen.
And that was in the theaters.
Last Samurai, too.
You know what's required?
No,
here's what I'm saying.
That is appropriation on a scale that people without wealth can't match because we don't have the money to put out a product to show what the truth is. So they can put out whatever they want.
Let's get that money, bro. I don't want to continue.
How do you get that money? Show me.
I'm not going to continue.
You want to sell drugs?
I don't want to continue feeling like we can't.
Push
a barrier.
That's not what we're saying. I'm saying it exists.
But that's where I'm coming from. I don't want to sound like we can't push a barrier. So like everything that we do, we can't own, or everything that we do, we can't. Like, yes, they've done enough, and we were able to still shine, bro. We're still here. We're still shining. We're still doing our own.
But you're new trends. You're speaking, in my opinion, you're speaking from a present tense point of mind, referring to something historical. What I'm saying is, historically, they're still beating us because they throw our history in our face and put their own pictures. Imagine if your great 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 grandmother did the Mona Lisa, right? And it was actually a black woman, but somebody, there was a war that happened. Niggas lost it, and it was changed. And little over time, it was changed, it was structured. And now there's some white woman that isn't even good looking at all, and that's the best painting in the world. How would you feel? It doesn't matter. I'm not talking about what we're doing now. I understand. Nobody's appropriating nothing I'm doing, nigga.
That's what I'm saying. That's pretty much what I'm saying. Like, I get the history, and it's tough. And the thing is, I guess I'm connected, but a little disconnected again because I'm talking about my historics are still intact in some shape, way, or
form. My nigga, yo, to be honest with you, and I wasn't even gonna jump in on this, I honestly think there was a seismic bomb that was put in to hit the crust of the earth that caused an earthquake to hit Haiti and then allow people to come. I cried when that earthquake happened. I almost dropped, I still lived in Norwood at the time. My mother talked me out of it. I almost dropped everything to go down there. And that, I don't like saying shit like that because it's like, all right, I almost did this to do that. But y'all niggas know me. Like, I was ready to be out. Like, I was a bomb to cause that seismic activity to rock that island. How the fuck it only hit half the island? All of a sudden, there's resources found there, and we got all these other foreign entities that have presences there, and it's still fucked up to this day? And you guys were the first. You know how? You guys want to be the first? We'll get you back in 30 years. That's how the oppressor thinks. Them niggas wait.
But you know who also oppressed, too, is the government. The government, too. They were pretty...
Because who backs them? Who influences them? They all have Western education. Who influences them? We don't... No.
It makes a good conversation, though. I'm still intact, and I think I'm 100% with you. There's... I appreciate your theory.
My zeal.
You know what I'm saying? And I love the passion behind what you when you speak, man. And I was rocked by it as well. I have family members
that
were rocked by it, you know? And so there's some of that history that went down with that earthquake. There's some of that culture that went down with that earthquake. But I don't know, man. I'm conflicted with this topic because I do have some ideas of what a cultural appropriation is.
Why are you always trying to protect white people?
I'm not talking about white people.
I'm saying cultural, you told me to push you, so I'm pushing you.
No, I'm not protecting white people. And if this is a conversation to gear towards only white people, then
no, it isn't. Let's put it out.
If it isn't, then let me go with what I'm saying.
Go ahead.
If we're talking about historic cultural appropriation, yes, historically, white Europeans came here. They appropriated everything, not just black history, Latino history, Asian history,
Taino history,
pretty much everything. And now it's considered a melting pot. So it's not appropriate. It's not stealing, because if you're here, you're not stealing. But there's still a level of respect and homage that you need to pay before you decide to share
Because mm-hmm. if you're not, you're stealing.
With that being said, do you think there's an appropriate... We're talking about appropriation. Do you think there's an appropriate amount of respect and homage that is paid to black people for what they contributed to society?
Absolutely not. Shit,
I Thank should be you. Collecting... Can you say that again louder?
I should be collecting a check.
Can you say, that again louder?
I should be collecting... What do they call those? What do they call those? What do they call those?
Reparations.
Reparations. Reparations. Just like the Native American shit.
My nigga, I just want my 40 acres, my nigga.
And a mule. Alone. Give me the fucking mule. I never even seen one in my life before. But yeah, man, I'm still connected and intact with my with my Haitian and Cuban culture, and I think that's what makes me feel somewhat take a step aside and be like, well, you know, I
speak because we're prideful, but then that causes controversy between niggas that just feel like they're from down south. Because Caribbean niggas is like, nah, like, nigga, we call it back home. Whenever we go back...
Whenever there's a problem here, we're going back home.
When we call it back... We don't call this home. Like, whenever my grandmother going away to Barbados or whatever, like, I'm going back home. Yeah, I got a flight. Go back home. Yeah, Shaba. And I'm like, all right, yeah, cool. So, like...
You know when we saying Shaba?
So, like, I'm like, what the fuck, nigga? Like... Why is there a disconnect between Southern niggas? Like, we were all enslaved. It's just, I forget what comedian said it, but he was like, yo, that just means you Caribbean niggas got dropped off first. And when we went up here, nigga, like, that's all it was, nigga. Like, things were colonized. So I think in conclusion, when it comes to appropriation of culture, people have to learn how to monetize their culture, how to benefit from it, and also respect the fact that we're sharing and building, because that's how you become... more intelligent. I've always been an advocate of, in order to demonstrate your intelligence, you should be able to ask a question as opposed to give an answer. And culturally, I should be inquisitive. I want to know about your culture. I want to taste your culture. I want to taste you the food, the vagina, maybe early in life. I'm good now, but early in life, I want to taste your scenery. I want to taste your sky. I want to taste your air. I want to see what plates you have. I want to see how the aromatics are going. I want to see what kind of bun you got. I want to see what the gangsters look like. And that's how we share and we build. And I think within building that way, us as human beings, we're so stupid because we're all the fucking same. And you come to that conclusion once you start to share, as opposed to appropriating and withholding information from a culture. Share it so we understand that we are one. Shout out to fucking Viceland, man. Shout out to all my niggas. Shout out to O. Shout out to K-Boogie. Good episode. Be blessed. Peace. R.I.P. Jaw Golden.
Bless. One love.